brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is unbelievable. We don't just have Salon, USA Today, but now Time Magazine attacking us. Because we dare link to Washington Post 3 years ago where Obama was ordering DHS to start manipulating hurricanes. But do they point that out in our articles? No. They go, InfoWars, like Pastor Harold Camping apologizing for rapture missteps. We never said the world was going to end last year. We said, hey, the Washington Post says they're manipulating hurricanes. You think this can be manipulated? They have what, you think the rapture's coming? You were wrong last year, Jones. We're like, well, that's not us. This article, conspiracy theorists weigh in on Sandy. Man, this is designed for like idiots that read Time Magazine to feel real smart when they read about weather modification. Yeah, it's in the bizarre section. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Just absolutely ridiculous. Conspiracy theorist weigh in. That means people that don't trust known criminals. Rich in Tennessee, listening on an iPhone app, free iPhone app. Rich, thank you for calling. What is on your mind today? He's strangling the telephone. I want to continue this. I like it. Rich, you're on the air.
Yeah. Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to let you know that I've been listening to your show for quite a long time now, and that I've been able to wake up quite a few individuals, and we've, including my family and my brother who is in the military, and he's been able to wake up individuals in the military as well. We've been plastering your InfoWar magazines to people and all over town and town square, and it's just amazing.
Well, don't do that. People might wake up. Yeah, this new issue is 60 pages. I am so proud of it. It's got a big color poster in it exposing the left-right paradigm. I mean, I'm really proud of the crew and the job that they've done. And it four articles on brainwashing and the zombification. And then, of course, a bunch of other articles on the implosion of the economy, the TSA out of control, taking over the public schools. And it's got a big write-up. It's got a crossword puzzle in the back, folks. Look at this. I mean, we now have a world-class crossword puzzle in the back here. And then one of the top cartoonists in the country, who's from syndicated columns, big newspapers, Ben Garrison, who I've grown up reading and loving. It turns out he's a listener. And look at this, a two-page spread. A two-page spread in the back with Ben Garrison. Now that you've called in about the magazine, I'm sorry. I just wanted to... Didn't finish plugging it last segment. Yes, InfoWars Magazine at cost. Are you having any effect handing these out to people?
Absolutely. We're having people ask questions and wake up, and I'm starting to talk to coworkers about it. They see me reading the magazine. I've distributed them within the break rooms here. Just another point, where I work, I know this is off the subject of the magazine, but they're really pushing for the vaccination where I work. It's not at a medical facility. It is a very large engine manufacturer who continually announces and bombards. As I walk in, I see posters everywhere about the flu vaccine is so good, and you don't want to be one of those guys.
Well, tell us the company, because I bet it's got a subsidiary, or it's a subsidiary of Merck or somebody. Yeah, first they make medical workers take it. Then now they're taking anybody that goes to the hospital take it. Now they're making pregnant women take it without side law when they know it hurts the baby. And now, yeah, businesses are trying to say, we're not just going to take urine tests. We're going to make you take shots. Tell us the engine maker.
It's Cummins Inc., Cummins Engine Manufacturing.
Unbelievable. And so you go in there and they get in your face and say, take vaccines.
Oh, absolutely. And several of my coworkers are standing up and asking. And I see the more of the, because it's a very diverse business, and I see more of the American workers just sitting back and going, oh, yeah, it's something we need to do. And the people who are over here from, you know, other countries are going, what's going on? Why are we doing this? Why are you guys letting, I'm not getting a vaccine. You know, not the
Yeah, in Poland, they give out shots and a whole bunch of people died. Absolutely unbelievable. You ought to shoot a YouTube video about it. Anything else, sir?
No, that's it, and I will do that.
God bless you. Shoot a YouTube video about it. This is important. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are into the third hour of worldwide broadcast here today. In the last 2 weeks, there have been thousands of tweets on Twitter calling for rioting if Obama loses and calling for killing Mitt Romney. Now, undoubtedly, out of thousands of tweets, some of them are fake accounts, joke accounts. Many of them, though, have hundreds and thousands of tweets and followers. And are real accounts, and the Secret Service has responded to some, but not to a lot, and confirmed it's real people moronically out there saying that. My point is that if you mildly talk about the president, generally you get a Secret Service visit. We've had them just over things that listeners have posted that was mild. I'm like, why are you here talking to me about it? Well, how do you feel about your listeners saying that? Well, number one, I don't want any violence on the president, whether it be Mitt Romney or Obama or Bill Clinton, because they're really just globalist puppets, and that would make them a martyr. So we've talked about that, but we have just seen hundreds of tweets with people saying that they are going to loot. We reported on that on Monday. The Atlantic magazine and others said there will be no looting. We were conspiracy theorists. There has been a bunch of looting. That's in the news. We've got links to that. Big looting in Coney Island, Brooklyn. There's big fights and looting and stuff all over. There's stuff in New Jersey, Rhode Island. The list goes on and on. Obviously, though, there are spoof accounts online making jokes about all this. And obviously, some of the stuff we link to is going to be real. Some won't. The point is, the looting is going on. Some people joke about looting. Some of them are doing it. The people showing stolen goods. Some of it's going to be real. Some of it isn't going to be. The point is, the looting's going on. The attacks are going on. And the media said that we were wrong and the looting did happen. So that is all up at InfoWars.com. Our spoof video, Zombies Attack Hidden Camera on How the Public's Been Dumbed Down, very funny. That's up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com is the top story. Brooklyn residents in fear of looters pretend to be FEMA workers. Steve Watson's got an article on that. Newspaper links man arrested with explosives to Alex Jones. That's in the San Jose Mercury News and others with no proof. They just say he's linked to me, so there you go. Again, shameless looters display stolen goods on Twitter, Facebook flags, PACs, Obama Benghazi meme. Yeah, that's a great article that Adan Salazar wrote, but most people won't know what a PAC is. We should probably change it. Facebook flags, Navy SEALs, Obama Benghazi post. U.S. Supreme Court to argue use of canine search outside your house, and so now that'll be the reason to come in your house without warrants. So that's just some of the articles we've got up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, we're joined in studio for about 40 minutes or so, then we'll go to your calls by Wayne Hicks, who has been nice enough to drive to Austin. He was already driving back through since he got back to the continental lower 48 from Hawaii, where he was stranded for 6 days trying to go visit his wife who's in the military. And Wade Hicks is a defense contractor. I'll let him break down his bio short and sweet for you. But, you know, as he pointed out to our crew, he's got one of the little transportation cards, the highest level, where you can go into nuclear power plants. He can go anywhere. But here is the TSA and customs in Hawaii when he's about to go visit his wife in, was it Okinawa? And they said, you can't fly. So we're going to break down what happened to him. We first heard about this from the Northeast Intelligence Network. And then days after we interviewed Wade Hicks, it ended up being in the Associated Press, you name it. Here's ABC News. No fly list strands man on island in Hawaii. U.S. citizen says he's stranded in Hawaii by no fly list because of his controversial views, which is prepping. NDAA critic stranded in Hawaii returning up on no fly list. I mean, they had one of the top cricket players in the world and lives in England most of the time, very admired, pro-Western. He criticized drone strikes. He's probably about to be the next Pakistani president. They pulled him off a flight in the U.S. and said, why don't you like the drones? I mean, it's the new political officers, the commissars, like the Soviets had, in your face. So here are all of those articles. This is the new system where there's a checkpoint, they run your data, and you just disappear. That's what's coming next under the NDAA. So he criticizes the NDAA. He's put on a no-fly list because the NDAA says they can just disappear you. Well, now they're doing the first stage of that, like the Nazis at the train station checking papers. But now it is biometric. Wade Hicks, again, thank you for taking a route through Texas on your way back to Louisiana. Tell us about yourself. Take your time. Tell us blow by blow what happened to you, what they told you, what you went through, and why you think you were put on that list outside of just the fact that they thought you were controversial.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. A little professional background about myself. I'm 34 years old. I worked as a civilian contractor for a private company that had a government contract through Military Sealift Command, and I worked with their special missions program for approximately 5 years. I've held numerous different variations of security clearances. I have a transportation worker identification credential that's issued by the TSA. Just recently, not even a month ago now, I got a Mississippi Enhanced Concealed Carry permit so I can carry a firearm concealed in a government building in the state of Mississippi. To get that requires a pretty intensive background investigation by the FBI. Had I been under any sort of investigation or indictment for anything, they would have never issued that permit. So it's really weird how I could possibly get on a no-fly list. And while I was over there in Hawaii, I'd received a phone call from a service member's spouse offering assistance if I needed a place to stay, which I was really grateful for, but I didn't want to really get anybody else involved in the situation because I didn't know how far they were going to go with this.
And in your own expense, you were there for 6 days, right?
Yes, 5 days.
5 days.
Yeah.
The Associated Press said six. That's why I said six.
It started 4, 5, 6 days.
Yeah.
I landed Sunday, flew a military flight out of Travis Air Force Base, landed in Hawaii on a connecting flight. And on that connecting flight, we had to stop and get off the airplane. They took all of our gear and stuff off. And we had to go out and then go back, get another ticket, go back through security. And when we went back through security the second time, everything went just as it did the first time, perfectly normal. After that happened, sitting in the secured area of the airport waiting, and one of the workers at the Air Mobility Command Terminal, which is active duty Air Force, came up to me and said, sir, you need to come with us. And I went with him. We went over back by customs, said that customs had an issue that needed to be resolved before I would be allowed to continue on my flight. I jokingly said, well, you know, I was already checked when I came into California. I didn't bring any fruits or vegetables with me on the flight. And I guess Hawaii is really strict about that as well. But there was no one there with customs. The offices were locked. The lights were off. Doors were closed. It was just like they're as confused about the situation as I was. So I went and hung out in the break room that the Air Force enlisted personnel take their breaks in. And I was there 15, 20 minutes. Then all of a sudden, two guys show up with the Air Force security forces. And they're like the rapid response team, so they're armed with M4s and grenade launchers. And they show up, and I'm like, hey, are you guys here for me? They're like, are you Wade Hicks? I said, yeah, that's me. He says, yeah, we're here for you. I said, well, let's get this out of the way. You know, if you want to search me, I'm unarmed. I don't have anything that's dangerous to you or myself. So if y'all want to search me, let's get this out of the way. Let's get it done. I want you to know that I'm not a threat. And they're like, oh, that won't be necessary. We just got told to come stand by. So that,
and they do that all the time now to old ladies. Congressmen have been put on the no-fly list, mm-hmm. and it's just getting everybody ready to disappear you. But that's what this is. They just put you on a list, and you can't own guns anymore, can't have a job, you just disappear.
Well, it's like a beta test. They're doing it to see what they can get away with and what they can't get away with. And evidently, because my story went viral on the Internet, thanks to some friends that, you know, knew the guys over at the HomelandSecurity.us website, you know, they got my story out because I was really scared.
Yeah, that's Doug Hagman was first gave it to us, and we were able to break it thanks to him.
I was in the situation looking at it going, you know, all right, I'm here in Hawaii. I'm not being detained. They told me I could go. I just couldn't get on an airplane. So I'm really concerned about my safety at that point because, you know, it's real easy to get ran over by a car walking through a crosswalk or something like that. And, oh, well, it was an accident. So I was really watching my back the whole time I was over there, and I really avoided traveling, renting cars or anything like that while I was there.
Now again, get into why this happened.
Well, back when they passed the National Defense Authorization Act of 2012, they had the indefinite detention provision in that act. And I read it. I was very disturbed by what it said because it basically says that the U.S. military can, if they choose to do so, indefinitely detain a U.S. citizen against their will without any due process.
And no one even know you disappeared.
No, and that's the thing. It's
the thing of take him away to the dungeon. I mean, it's the essence of tyranny.
Yeah, well, they're saying, well, you're a threat because we said so. There's no due process or nothing else. I mean, we've already had one incident where they've killed an American citizen overseas just because he was alleged to be a threat.
And they're setting the precedent. Continue.
Yeah, and that's what I was scared of. You know, well, now I'm on the no-fly list. Okay, how am I going to get home? And I asked the special agent with customs, how am I going to get home? I don't know. That's her response. Well, I don't know, but you can't fly. Well, there's no way to get off this island unless I either...
And now the IRS is saying, we don't care if Congress doesn't pass a law. If we say you owe money, they're going to not let you leave the U.S. Mm-hmm. And now they're not letting people take legal money out, money that's after taxes. People are trying to move to Switzerland. They're telling them, no, you can't. They're locking the country down.
They're definitely doing something behind the scenes because I got to see it firsthand. And the special agents look at her face when we were doing the whole – there wasn't even really an interview process or anything. She was confused about the situation as much as I was. She says, well, do you have any idea why you would be on the no-fly list?
No, they always act like that. It's all part of their joke. We're going to go to break. I want to come back and have you continue what happened and then what happened once they, you know, took you off of it. And, you know, getting into the behind the scenes of this new system where they want to persecute people for their mild political speech is a chilling effect. I mean, this is the long, dark winter that Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about. If we give in to this intimidation, they win, they take over. These are criminal tyrants. We'll be right back. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Points in here. It's just so crazy that extrajudicially, the former White House Chief of Staff, Rahm Emanuel, now Chicago boss, I've got the video clips. We can play them. We've played them before where he said, hey, we're going to put you on a no-fly list. Then we're going to take your guns. No judge, no jury. And I remember seeing TSA 10 years ago say you're going to have to get a card to have a job anywhere. So they started with, quote, critical infrastructure. You have one of those cards. Now they're expanding it. But here you are flying to Hawaii to fly to Okinawa to see your wife is in the military. You've been a defense contractor. You got all the security clearances. Now you're sitting there. And so what do they tell you? Just at your own expense now, you're stranded. Bye-bye. Go back and finish that part of the story.
Well, the special agent told me that I was not permitted to fly. I was not being detained. And I asked her, I said, well, don't you think there's something wrong with this man? Under the Constitution, I don't know if you swore an oath to it, but I'm pretty sure the rest of these guys here that are in the Air Force and, you know, even that DOD police officer probably swore an oath at one point in time to the Constitution. I said, now, I'm being deprived of my right of due process. How can you sleep at night when you do things like that?
Yeah, they're militarily seizing transportation and outside of law or any authority just saying you can't. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, the military has a huge problem with that because DHS and the U.S. military are separate. What business does Homeland Security have to tell the military how to operate their aircraft?
Exactly. You've got military clearance. They're flying you out to see your wife, which is part of the program. People, you know, there's room on the flights. But I'm sorry, I'm interrupting. So you say, this is the Constitution.
The Constitution guarantees the right to due process, which I was deprived of.
And what did she say?
She says, well, I'm sorry. I said, well, you know, not as sorry as I am because this country is just going downhill. And if you're not willing to make a stand and say this is not right, I mean, I guess no one is.
Well, that's why we're here. All these people will do whatever they're told. The Nuremberg defense of just following orders.
Yeah, well, that's the problem, that they're just following orders. And I made it clear to the guys with the guns in the Air Force. I said, look, I understand you guys don't want to hurt me, but you're just following orders. I understand how that works. You're worried about your careers and things like that. You can't let me go because they'll court-martial you if you do. Of course, they wouldn't let me get on a plane anyway, so it was kind of pointless.
But you've got to ask them, how far will you go following orders?
I've asked the active duty military how far they would go, and they have their lines in the sand.
Yeah, but the system has a way of moving that line down the road. So finishing up, why did they put you on the list?
Well, that's what I haven't found. I haven't found any reason why they would put me on the list. The only thing is what I can assume is I'm outspoken about the National Defense Authorization Act. I've contacted my members of Congress.
An American contacted the representative? Ooh, that's really bad.
Yeah, evidently.
Wow, that's evil.
Evidently, I guess my viewpoint represents 13,000 people, I guess, is the statistic.
Well, I mean, even knowing how to contact a representative is bad.
Well, then they must really love me because I contacted 5 senators and 2 representatives.
Oh, so un-American to contact a representative. Wow, what's next? You might actually have a free speech.
Well, that's it. I mean, not only are they depriving me of due process, they're infringing on my First Amendment right, if that is indeed the reason they put me.
Well, we've interviewed Marines and others who they want to become infiltrators, guys they know are really gung-ho and have a great record. They put really good guys on a no-fly list who they actuary out and profile that are business guys that have got to fly, who are making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, who are professional, who can manage. That's who they want. And for 6 months, you can't fly. And then the FBI shows up and goes, come with us to a hotel. You're going to get your capacity for your job back, and we're going to pay you. We want you to infiltrate groups and work for us now. And we put you on that list so you'd submit to us. I mean, that's how they make you an agent. A minion is they destroy your life for no reason, and they go out and find hard work and really smart guys that they think will be good slaves.
Yeah, well, it's not going to work with me. They're going to have to kill me first.
Well, I think that's probably what it was. It might not even be that you criticize the NDA. They probably want you because you have a patriot background to infiltrate. If I had to guess, they want you as an infiltrator, and they were going to put you on this list for the next 6 months till you do you need to fly as part of your job?
No.
Well, then that might not be it.
I don't contract anymore. I'm out of that line of work. I'm partially disabled because I blew my knee out. So I'm pretty much going back to school for history, and then I want to focus on constitutional law.
Well, that's probably just because you criticized him then. Also, was there ever any prepper meetings you went to or anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was a point of contact for the Mississippi Preparedness Project for over 2 years.
And then what's the rest of that story? Didn't you guys think you had a mole in there or something?
We had a guy that came in to the organization, came over to my house, and I have a meet and greet with everybody to kind of get a generalized feel for him. And see where their heart is. You know, if their heart and mind's with prepping and with the Constitution and with freedom and liberty, you know, we welcome them in.
Basically evil, yeah.
Yeah. If we don't care what political persuasion they are, Democrat, Republican, Independent, doesn't matter. But this guy came in, and he had a really fantastic story about how he was a Navy SEAL. And
yeah, and they always try to radicalize. This is why you're on the list. We're going to come back and finish that story straight ahead. And then about halfway into this 18-minute segment, we're going to go to some of the phone calls, people holding out there. You can just ride shotgun with us out for the rest of the hour. Wade Hicks is here with us. We ought to interview him again in studio tonight on the nightly news that she's here, but I always got to get on down the road through Louisiana on to Mississippi to his family.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ladies, stop and think how many wrinkle creams you've tried are rated so incredibly high on Amazon.com. Because the last time I checked, there was only one. Esotique by Chamonix. Here's Mrs. Murphy from Boston.
If this could be marketed and sold in a gallon container for all over use, I'd work two jobs to be able to afford it. It truly made an incredible difference in my appearance. I also enjoy how wonderfully moist and youthful my skin looks and feels in the morning. I feel beautiful from the moment I wake up until I go to bed.
Ladies, can you say the same about your wrinkle cream? If you've never experienced the amazing luxury of Esotique, here's a simple offer. Try Esotique for only half price. That's it. Half price introductory offer for new customers only, please. Call 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. You'll be amazed or your money back. 800-481-1090. 800-481-1090. That's 800-481-1090.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Lines of the information war.
Yeah!
It's Alex Jones.
Let me at him. Right and wrong. A new world order. Now, Wade Hicks is not only an evil defense contractor with a national security clearance, he's been a listener of this show for 5 years. All right, I want to go to some phone calls here, but I've been interjecting a lot. You're going to be on the nightly news tonight with our own reporters here. We're going to have David Dunn interview you, who was good enough to dig through all the contacts and find out that I believe you'd contacted us. But the point is that it's good to have you here. We can't give in to this intimidation or we're going to lose everything. Again, Wade Hicks was put on a no-fly list and stranded for almost 6 days in Hawaii while traveling from the continental United States to Hawaii in a layover to go visit his wife, who's in the military. In Okinawa, and he was on a military flight. They do that with the spouses when they have the room. It's a good program. And the military didn't particularly like the fact that DHS is there in control of everything when they'd already cleared somebody to be flying. So, I mean, how did they act? Because I want to go back to the guy that infiltrated your public group, but they infiltrate acting like you're doing something wrong, be like infiltrating the Salvation Army, you know, your prepping group. And I think that's probably what got you on the list. But what did they say when they just said, okay, leave now. You know, just go live on the streets of Hawaii for the rest of your life. I mean, this is going to become a new phenomenon where we're just wandering around stuck wherever we're at because God government said so.
Well, you know, I was pretty much stranded there for a week. So I called the special agent the next morning to find out if I was going to be able to have an interview with the FBI and get my name cleared so I can continue on my journey. And she's like, well, we're working on a remedy. It's going to take some time. There's a lot of paperwork that has to be generated. I said, well, I'll give you a week, and then I'm going to get off this island.
And they won't tell you how you get on it.
No.
That's the thing. They probably put you on it.
Well, I have a relative that is in the FBI. I called him personally and said, hey, look, should I go turn myself in? Do they have something on me where I should turn myself in and find, you know, have my due process and get cleared? Because this is crazy. And
No, that's the essence of it. There is nothing. Go ahead.
Well, he said, basically, he says, well, were you affiliated with any type of patriot groups or anything like that? I said, well, yeah. He says, well, that's probably what got you put on the list. And
he thinks that's good. If you're aware of the takeover, which is public, I can play clips saying we've now been taken over by foreign banks. You should now have your rights taken for committing no crime.
Well, I can't allude to what his personal thoughts are on it. I didn't ask him because he was at work, and of course,
yeah,
the lines are tapped as well.
Yeah.
But I don't think any true American likes this entire ordeal.
It's outrageous.
It's crazy. And you know, if one thing can come out of this is that the situation that happened to me, hopefully I can work with Congress and get things done so this never happens.
Bro, they put CNN reporters who've criticized the TSA mildly on the list. They have the only, they've done four-year lawsuits because they got documents that my name and Matt Drudge's name, they teach the TSA were terrorists. That's been confirmed, but they can't get the full documents. But they teach them we're extremists and all this stuff. Bob Barr is suing them trying to get the full documents. So they're just total creepazoids.
Yeah, it's you're on the list because we said so. That's the entire thing. There's no due process.
They put Congress people on it. I mean, this is outrageous.
It's all politically motivated.
Anyway, so continue.
So, anyway, getting back to the guy that infiltrated our group or attempted to infiltrate the group. He came telling this fantastic story of how he was a Navy SEAL. He was with SEAL Team 2, and he really didn't like it. He tried to get transferred to another team, but they do a lot of cold weather operations and everything. And it just, the story wasn't making sense because in my contracting days, I've actually been around vessels with Navy SEALs on them and had conversations with them, and they don't talk like that. They don't talk about what they do. I kind of joke around and say they're bipolar because when they have their game face on, that's all they're doing is the mission. It's the most important thing. And then in their personal lives, they're very quiet. You wouldn't know one if you ran into them on the street. And his mannerisms and his actions did not add up to someone that was of that caliber of individual. He did not fit the profile in any way, shape, or form. So as soon as he left the house, I started digging, made a call to JSOC over in California, and requested a FOIA over the phone. I got the results from the FOIA in less than a week. And it said he had never been in the SEALs, had undergone no SEAL training. I then contacted someone that was in the Mississippi National Guard that was military police. And I asked him, hey, can you check this guy out and let me know, yes or no, is he in the military or was in the military? Because he did have a retired ID. He ran a basic check, just running his name and his date of birth, information that was already had, and nothing came up. But this guy had a retired military ID, a DD-214, stating that he had SEAL time. And
so you blew one of their operatives.
Pretty much. And then I just happened to be out in town and was driving down the road, and I saw his truck with the tag that's not registered to him or that vehicle, a retired Afghanistan veteran tag. So I just kind of tailed him, and he went to some federal building in downtown Gulfport. So I was like, well, I guess the guy is a Fed.
Yeah, listen, it's not just preppers or militias. I have tried to go fix a veteran's house they were going to bulldoze, and they sent undercover feds in saying, let's blow up the federal courthouse and stuff. And I followed them outside, and it was like an unmarked police car. I mean, they don't want any of us having any community. They don't want Amish. They don't want backyard barbecues. They don't want people growing their own crops. They want you to take the shots, drink the fluoride, and shut up.
They're control freaks. They're all about micromanaging and controlling every aspect of our daily lives. And soon they realize, I mean, they have to realize, if not, they're stupider than I thought. They have to realize that eventually their micromanaging of our daily lives is going to reach a boiling point, and we're going to start pushing back. And we're not going to push back in the protesting way. We're going to push back the way we did in 1776, where we said, enough's enough, you stop or else.
Well, exactly. But that's another plan. They want to start a civil war, and that's their plan. But, you know, whatever happens, happens. My issue is most police and military I talk to are finally waking up because it's gotten so cartoonishly ridiculous. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I mean, a lot of people in the military have turned into preppers. We had a lot of people in the Preparedness Project that are active duty military, retired military, National Guard. We even have law enforcement, and law enforcement has been told, don't belong to those preparedness groups. So they don't really come to any meetings.
They're scared to death. All it is like Civil Air Patrol or Civil Defense that my dad was part of. I was part of Civil Air Patrol. We used to, you know, when I was a kid, you know, shine our boots and everything and fly around and, you know, report weather stuff. And they're just afraid of the idea of the people being the government, like the sheriff's posse. They're so scared of we the people working with good government, because they don't want that. They want centralized total federalization.
Well, that's the exact thing. I mean, the whole goal of the Mississippi Preparedness Project was to help individuals be prepared for any disaster, whether man-made or natural in origin. And we've basically taken Ready.gov and put it on steroids, where we're taking people and saying, all right, you need a lot more than 3 days' worth of food.
Well, look at the hurricane.
Well, and that's...
And they're scared of people getting back like old-timers did to having a root cellar full of stuff and knowing how to skin a buck and run a trot line. They want domesticated humans, and this prepper movement is an anti-domestication.
They want us dependent on them, and preppers are not dependent on anyone. We're self-sufficient.
So what happened with this guy after you learned he was at the federal building?
We had kicked him out of the organization. We basically sent him an email saying, look, you know, we didn't tell him that that's why we removed him from the organization. He attended one of our events with a bag that may or may not have a concealed weapon in it. He did have a concealed carry permit, but his actions with the bag immediately set off my spider senses saying something's not right, because he tried to hand the bag off not only to my wife but to another person that was active duty, who was Air Force EOD. And of course,
they want to create artificial terror groups, and they will plant bombs on people.
That was my initial concern. Either this is a run.
Well, they'll put one in your car and detonate it and say you did it.
Yeah. Well, there was actually, I was sitting in the back, and I, through, you know, training that the government gave me, I was able to spot three people that were there that were watching everything that was going on. To the average person, they wouldn't be able to see that, but I was back there with a guy that was a military police, and we're sitting there watching him, pointing him out. And when they noticed that we started noticing them, they all left.
That's what's incredible is you try to keep a veteran's house from getting bulldozed, they want to put you in jail. I mean, they just don't want us doing anything. Pretty soon you'll get arrested if you try to tie your own shoelaces.
It's getting there, Alex. And I tell you right now, unless people start waking up and realizing, like, I want to put the call out to the military. Y'all need to wake up and get vocal about this. Because if this could happen to me, my wife is in the military, I was a contractor, but even if I wasn't, this could happen to your wife or your kids, where they get put on the no-fly list, and then they're stranded in somewhere probably not as nice as Hawaii. And are they going to be able to have the
Yeah, but next it's going to be not let you have a job, not let you have a gun. They've already said all this. I have been flying out of Austin, and they find 6 silver coins on a guy who was a computer software developer. Turned out he was like a rich guy. And he was going to a coin expo in Las Vegas, one of these guys, and it was just regular silver coins, you know, like a little kid with his coins.
Well, you can't have honest money.
And they got in his face, yelled at him, almost took it, but let him have it. But he said they told him, well, if you'd had a few more, we'd have taken them. And now they have all these TV shows coming out where the military infiltrates prepper groups. They have a new show coming out called Founding Fathers, where it demonizes the founders. It's based in Texas, says, you know, patriots are bad. I mean, it's just crazy. They're getting ready for this.
Well, what they're doing is they're using the propaganda known as the mainstream media to basically program people. Like we have that TV show Revolution, where the militia is bad. They're trying to program the psyche of the Americans that will listen to their propaganda and absorb it, just like the Germans did in World War II, to just blindly follow them.
Yeah.
No matter.
There's no doubt the people running the government are super bad, and it's a lot higher than Obama. And they, I mean, I've got FEMA training videos. People can look it up. Just look up FEMA teaches founding fathers bad, and they sit there and trash the police. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. And now it's in the manuals. I mean, obviously, these are the bad guys. I mean, look, they say the founders of our country are bad. Yeah, because everybody knows if you read what they said. I saw articles last year or earlier this year saying the Declaration of Independence was terrorist.
Yeah, well, they have attorneys that debate that every year, whether it was terrorism or whether it was freedom. But that's where we're going in this country. You know, we celebrate the 4th of July every year, and people think it's about barbecuing and fireworks. They don't really understand what was going on in those people's minds when they signed that document. They didn't go sign the document and have some grand ceremony. They signed that document in secret because they knew if they got caught all there together, they were all going to get killed. And they said, you know, we're going to hang together or we're going to hang separate.
Well, that's right, and they went out and took action. Well, I mean, if you look at what happened there, the biggest thing that was over was when they came to take the guns. Just like the Texas Revolution started when they came to take the guns. You know, come and take it in Gonzales, Texas. The media spins what that was really about. But it finally happened at Lexington Concord. But the buildup was, if you weren't an insider with the government and the crown, you couldn't own property, you couldn't get a job. Everything was controlled by monopolies. And people were sick of it, including George Washington. I mean, you had to buy your clothes from England. They had laws you couldn't manufacture them here. You had to buy your guns from England. You had to, you couldn't have finished goods. I mean, it was all meant to keep us down. And it's the same. That's what globalism is.
Exactly. And that's where we're headed. I mean, I played the George Bush 1991 New World Order speech for my in-laws, who are about as liberal as you can get. And they were like, well, what does that mean? And they're saying, well, it's all the neocons. I said, you got to realize this, that there's two sides to every coin. You flip the coin, it doesn't matter what side the coin lands on, it's going to be bad either way.
It's a coin.
It's a coin. It's two sides of the same evil coin.
Oh, man, I tell you. Let's take some phone calls. Well, I mean, where are you going now on this? I mean, you talked about Congress. We need to get the Congress people and reporters together and have lawsuits about this. But more than this, it's just... this convicts the system that they're doing this. This is the proof they're a bunch of out-of-control tyrants. And then the TSA is caught, some of them stealing $1 million apiece a year out of bags, raping people, beating them up, stripping down naked, and announcing they're God and I have power. I mean, these are just crazy people.
The reason TSA can get away with all of that is because they're not sworn law enforcement. They're just people they hire off the street and say, here's a uniform, here's a job. It's no different than a private security officer. A private security officer that works security of the bank can't put his hands on you unless you touch him first. And TSA is like the purple cow of the whole situation because they're not sworn law enforcement. They don't have to follow the Constitution. They don't have an oath that they swear.
But then they do 20 times what cops do. It's like they have no – it's all fraud.
Well, I'll tell you a little quick story. When my wife went to fly out, just to see if I was still on a no-fly list, I went and got a gate – tried to get a gate pass, which surprisingly I did get the gate pass. So I went with her to the gate. I intentionally left my wallet in my back pocket to see if the naked body scanner would detect it. It did. So the result of it detecting my wallet in my back pocket was they had to swab my hands down with that little pad to check for explosives. And when I opened my wallet up and they saw my concealed carry permit, the idiot TSA agent says, you don't have a gun on you right now, do you? And I just looked him right in the eyes and said, you know what? You're an idiot.
Because you just gone through a scanner.
I just went through a scanner. You found my wallet. I obviously don't have a firearm on me. You're an idiot. And he just kind of like looked at me and says, go ahead. He was just shocked that I would speak.
Well, I got to say, they are, I don't even call them liberals, domesticated chicken necks. Most of the TSA we run into are like commies. I mean, and they're scared of guns, everything. They're just idiots.
They really, I mean, just the permit scared him. He was worried about the permit. Oh, you don't have a gun on you now, do you? It's like, are you serious? It's to the point now that they're teaching that guns are bad because only criminals have guns. But if you look at every single situation that we've had, there's been armed robberies where there's been someone that had a gun and stopped the armed robbery. But they don't
publicize that. Sebastian in Oregon, you're on the air with the evil thought criminal Wade Hicks. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Alex Jones?
Good, my friend.
First time caller. Listen to you for 2 years now. Just very excellent information. I've been woken up since 9/11. Kind of victimized from that. Originally from New York, Long Island, Nassau County. Kind of continuing to pray for my friends out there and family.
Absolutely.
It's devastating, and it's horrible because this is like the second biggest event that has taken place over there in New York. And
well, people never expect disasters to hit them, but the truth is, everybody gets hit by disasters a few times in their life, sometimes more. But go ahead.
No, for sure. I'm not going to continue. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. So, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, it's just I'm fed up. It's just a lot of things. I mean, my family, my brothers, I got family and my mother in Ohio, and just they're always getting, you know, hit. And just in, you know, Long Island, New York is very, I mean, the people are very resilient out there, but, you know, it's like now they have to be on their tippy toes, and it's just like this is a big one that's kind of like waking them up for the second time again now, and it's dangerous and it's scary when you actually have these lootings and people,
what's amazing is the looting is admitted, and they've got more articles out saying we're bad to report on it. It's just really weird how the mainstream media loves to try to set the agenda like they're God, even though they implode more and more every day.
Yeah, it's immoral. It's immoral and wrong to actually, on Mr. Hicks, comment from Mr. Hicks. Basically, it's intrusive. It's invasive and intrusive and wrong. And
well, what it is tyranny. When they just say you're disappearing into a black hole, you're detained, you can't now fly for no reason. It's all just arbitrary tyranny. It's called capital T, death of freedom, death of America, in the name of protecting America when they run Al Qaeda. Thank you so much for your call. We're going to come back and talk to Michael in Florida, and who else has been holding the longest? Darnell in Maryland and others straight ahead with our guest here in studio, put on the no-fly list for daring to stand up for liberty.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power, even save money on your electric bill? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably hadn't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Today only, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Gold Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials through today only. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
A few minutes left with Wade Hicks here in the shower. He'll be back on the nightly news tonight to go over more of a story with David Knight, who's hosting the news tonight. Michelle, or is it Michael? We've got to move this phone data bank over here. I think that's a priority because it's getting too far away. Michael in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? How you doing, Mr. Hicks?
Good, sir.
Michael. I think Mr. Hicks nailed it right on the head when he said, they're testing us. They're seeing what they can get away with. You know, you look back at Katrina and all the rights they took away during Katrina. They went door to door, taking away guns, taking people away. Police chief got right on the news and said, we will go door to door. We will take away your guns. Nobody did nothing about it. Same thing's happening on the East Coast in this devastating storm, seeing what they're going to be able to get away with. I think, he got put on that no-fly list. It's pretty obvious, you know. He had the wrong people coming to his little get-togethers, and you followed him to a
federal
court.
Well, the deal is you just have little get-togethers to get communities to help each other, mutual aid, and they act like it's bad. I mean, they're arresting people with gardens now. I mean, they do not want you being prepared. They want you going to Walmart.
Sure. He goes and has a nice meeting with his friends, nice, all respectable people, military people, people with good, upstanding jobs in the community. One of them, he follows him back to a federal building, and poof, he's on a no-fly list.
Well, the globalists have to go to things undercover to act like you're bad. It's like the Amish. They begged him for a year, moved in next door to him for a year and a half. The feds had spent over $1 million, like $1.5 million. It was like last year. There's been a bunch of these cases, and they got convicted, the Amish, and begged them to sell them milk. They're like, I'll just give it to you. They're like, just let me pay you. All right. And now I'm taking this across state lines. Amish didn't know what that meant. And they filmed it undercover to show the jury like they were bad. It'd be like if I filmed undercover somebody grinding coffee in the back office and showed a jury, look, they ground the coffee. Here's the hidden camera. It's all show for mind-numb juries that think they're in a CSI episode. And the CSI episode, it's the patriot, a guy that's a terrorist. So he should go to jail just because he's a patriot.
Of course. Patriots are no good, But you look at it's talking about hiding in plain sight. I live in Florida on the East Coast, right on the beach. And all last week, as Sandy was flying up the coast, chemtrails everywhere, broad daylight. I mean, hundreds of them, Alex. Hundreds of them. I couldn't believe my eyes. But people don't know what they're looking at, so they don't even try to hide it. You look at, talking about hiding in plain sight and breaking the laws. Look at, Obama leading the UN Security Council.
Obama said he wants the UN to oversee our elections when they're even more criminal than our government. No, I mean, it's all about flaunting it in our face. Great points. That's a great caller. Well, here you are after listening to the show for, 5-6 years. Here you are, buddy. What do you think of the operation? You got a little bit of a tour.
Well, yeah, obviously it's a lot more impressive than I thought it would be. I thought you were a little bit more smaller operation, but evidently the InfoWars going full on now.
Well, you notice we're now moving the crew next door. We've now moved next door, too. And we got a whole bunch of stuff we're going to launch. But the reason we're doing that is we're launched the new magazine. The folks can now get the November issue and our best issue yet at InfoWarsShop.com and support us. The PrisonPlanet.tv membership to see the nightly news. The films we're making, strategic relocation of the films now out. We're reaching a lot of people. So I'm putting everything now into growing the operation to the maximum level because there's no future if we don't beat these people. And what they're doing is so outrageous. If we just call their bluff, they're going to fail. But if we get all scared and roll over, it's over. Wade, I want to commend you for your courage and saying no to these people.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, more coming up. But don't forget, tonight, 7 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the life straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The Kator hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.